You. Hey, thank you so much for being here on the first Sunday of your spring break. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, next Sunday, you don't want to miss it. We're having a huge breakfast Sunday. It's going to be a ton of fun. Everybody loves food. Come on. It's going to be a ton of fun. Next Sunday, we'll be here as well, okay? We're still having SU next Sunday. Real quick, how many of you guys have noticed that there are like 10 billion shows that have some sort of a judge panel or some sort of like a judging system? Like, it all started with like American Idol, but like it just seems to have like blown up since then. Have you guys noticed that? Yeah. You feel like every reality TV show nowadays has some sort of a judge panel. Real quick, I want you guys in your groups to go around, introduce yourself, get to know each other. But the get to know you question is, what is your favorite show that has some sort of a judging panel? There's like 10 billion. You can like Google how many shows have it. But go ahead and see, what is your favorite show that has some sort of a judge or judging panel to it, okay? All right, go. All right, all right, all right. There are so many TV shows that have some sort of a judging system. I'll tell you mine really quickly. There's this new show that just came out, and the only reason I like it is actually, get this, I know one of the contestants. One of the contestants in this show, it's a new show, it's on Oxygen, probably none of you have ever watched it, it's not super popular, but it's called Street Art Throwdown. Okay, it's really kind of goofy. They're going around, they're like graffiti artists, and they're like spray painting things. Well, my friend, he's a pastor in San Francisco, his name's Cameron, and he's on this show. It's a really cool thing, and so that's my favorite show right now. There's like a judging panel, and they do art, and they get judged for their art. It's so cool. Go check it out on YouTube. It's fun. But that's my favorite show right now. But I think one of the reasons why I think our TV culture has become so drawn to judging shows is because our society is so prone to need to be placed. Our society, we need to be told where we fit. We need to be told, hey, either you did good on this or you did bad on this, and we need to somewhat be judged. I think we just fall into that tendency oftentimes. And I don't know about you guys, but when I was in school, it oftentimes seemed like there was like this invisible, like, I don't even know where it came from, but there's this like invisible force of like, it forced us into like groups, like social groups, right, within our school. Like there was like, yeah, kind of like cliques, right? But it was like this invisible thing. It just like kind of happened. No one stood up on a chair like in the cafeteria and said, okay, hey, you 10 are going to be the popular kids. You 4 are going to be, you know, into this. No one ever did that. Whoop, almost died. Didn't happen. No one ever did that. It just kind of happened, right? It was like there was this force, there's this like line, and it said, hey, if you cross this line, it's going to be like a social detriment to your popularity, right? Like if you cross this line, you're going too far. People are just going to look at you like you're crazy because there's groups and there's this invisible force. And I think this line looks different for us different people. This line looks different. So I'm going to read a few examples here, and maybe you relate with, yes, that is the line in the sand that I don't cross, okay? Maybe it is sitting with a certain person during lunch, right? Or sitting with a certain person during class. You know, that's just a line that if you crossed, people would just look at you weird. It's a social detriment to your popularity, right? You just don't sit with them, right? Because it would just be super awkward or whatever, right? Okay, maybe another one is you don't join a sport even though you want to play the sport. You don't join the sport because of the people who play it. Maybe they're just they're too preppy or they're too athletic, and I don't want to be part of that crowd. I don't want to be with them. And so even though you want to play the sport or you want to try out, you don't. You let that hold you back. Maybe it's that you share music interest with someone who's from a different crowd, but you would never admit it, right? Like you're like, dude, I love hardcore music, but none of my friends do, but I will not share that fact, you know, with another group. Even though I share that in common with these people, I won't share that with anyone that I know. Or maybe it's just as abstract as even acknowledging that some people exist. Maybe it's just as abstract as that. Maybe that's your line in the sand. That would be a social detriment if you went up and acknowledged that someone even existed. You see, being kind to people who aren't like us is all a state of mind. Being kind to people who aren't like us is completely and totally a state of mind. And we're going to look at a passage in Scripture that talks all about that today. So if you have your Bibles, great. If you have your SU app, great, it has a Bible on it. But if you don't, please go up and grab a Bible cart, a Bible, and I'll give you guys a minute to do that real quick. Once you guys get your Bibles and you're ready to flip, go ahead and go to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, and we're going to start at verse 30. When you guys get there, please just hold up your Bibles. That way I know that you guys are there and ready. Luke chapter 10, verse 30. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you, Adam. Thank you. Luke chapter 10, verse 30. Sorry. Chapter 10, verse 30. All right. Hey, a little context here, guys, a little context. Luke is what's called a gospel. And so Luke is all about the life and the story of Jesus. Okay, it's all about the life and the happenings of Jesus Christ when he came and when he was on earth. And in this specific happening here in chapter 10, what's happening is that there's a teacher of the law. And a teacher of the law at this time would have been Jewish. It was the Jewish law. And they would have been what's called a Pharisee. There was this group of people, kind of a select people, who were really, really smart, like really smart. And what they did is they were kind of like pastors, but not really pastors. They were more like teachers and accountability things, where they would hold the Jewish people accountable to the laws and the rules of their faith. Okay, they would hold them accountable to the laws and the rules of their faith. And what they were trying to do, these Pharisees, is they were trying to pin Jesus to give a wrong answer. So they kept asking him questions. Throughout the Gospels, you'll see them ask Jesus questions because they want to see if he gives a wrong answer so that they can pin him and they can get him in trouble, okay? And eventually so that they can kill him, okay? And so they're trying to get him to give a wrong answer. And so one of the Pharisees is talking to him and he says, So Jesus, who is my neighbor? He's trying to figure out, because just the context of this is Jesus telling him, love the God with all your heart and with all your mind, and then also love your neighbor. And he says, well, who is my neighbor? And Jesus replies with this. He replies with a parable starting at verse 30. Read and follow along with me here. He says that a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. and they stripped his clothes, and they beat him, and they went away, leaving him half dead. He was in bad condition. He was in really bad condition, guys. And a priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by the other side.